2. Kiev. Traveler's spot.
Hi, fellow bloggers. I've just come back from Kiev, the Ukrainian capital. It's one of the oldest and definitely most attractive cities in Eastern Europe. There's so much to see and do there that you don't know what to choose. That's why it might be a good idea to start with the Kiev in Miniature exhibition in Hydro Park. In this amazing entertainment complex, you'll see small models of the city's attractions. So, you can have a look at what the city has to offer and choose where to go. Why don't you post a comment about your experiences of visiting Kiev? Post a comment. Dan, Colorado, USA.
That's a great idea, Dan. I went to another place where they showed small things. Very small things. Imagine a whole caravan of camels in the eye of a needle, or a flea fitted with golden shoes. These magnificent works of art are so small that you can only see them through a magnifying glass or a microscope. If you go to Kiev-Pechersk Lavra, you must see this exhibition too. Simply brilliant. Olga, Barcelona, Spain.
I was in the same area too, Olga, but I had a completely different experience. My visit was more adventurous. It involved deep underground tunnels and holes below a huge, beautiful monastery. It was so dark in there that they gave us candles so we could see. I absolutely recommend a visit. You'll be thrilled. But remember, wear flat shoes, because the ground is very steep. Ladies must not enter in trousers or shorts, only skirts and dresses, and they must cover their head with headscarves. Bart, London, UK.
While you were deep under the ground, I was enjoying the great outdoors, Bart. My friends and I enjoyed a walk among thousands of different kinds of trees and flowers from around the world, all gathered in one vast, colourful park. There were stunning views of the Dnipro River, and we even bought some nuts to feed the squirrels. What a beautiful place! They say it's absolutely amazing in May, when lilac and magnolia trees are in blossom. Lina, Bari, Italy.